Donato Hanover is strong. Ron Pierce urging him on. It's Donato Hanover. It's the Donato Tonian.
Rio with the lead. Life side. Presidential ball. Life side. Come on. Rio. Life side. The outside. Life side.
Dewey Chinaman Howe. Crazy on the outside. Dewey does it. Devastating Dewey. Undefeated.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. I'm your host, Norm Bourne, from the studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. We're going to head west, young man, to Lacombe, Alberta, to talk about Canada's newest and still growing racetrack. It's Alberta Downs at Lacombe. Now, those of you who've been watching the Alberta scene will know that things have been rather tenuous out there. The phantom track, as it were, at Balzac, yet to even have a shovel in the ground, I guess, or close to it anyway. But someone, in true Alberta entrepreneurial fashion, has grabbed the bull by the horns. His name is Bob Allen. He's the owner of Lacombe, Alberta Downs, and he's on the other end of my line. Bob, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us how this whole thing got started. Obviously, there was uncertainty with what was to be the track at Calgary, the new one opening up. What made you say to yourself, okay, enough of this, I'm taking the bull by the horns, go?
Well, it kind of all started back in 1980 when I did build a track right in Calgary and had so much competition with Stampede Park and end up being squeezed out more or less. But I still had a love for the idea of a racetrack. And so I bid on Calgary two or three times. I bid on Red Deer three times, and I lost all the bids. So I finally decided just to go build one myself. With just like that guy in the built the baseball
field of dreams.
They'd build it and they'd come.
Well, you know, in true Albertan entrepreneurial fashion, you've certainly done that. So now we've got a track in Lacombe. It's been granted a series of race dates, and that's going to be from when to when?
Starts from April 18th to June 3rd.
Now tell me, what is at the track right now? Obviously the track, you've got, from what I've seen on the internet, a lovely backstretch. In terms of grandstand itself, what have we got now? Where do you plan on taking it?
Well, the grandstand's laying there. I had some issues. Had to wait for some appeal periods.
Zoning issues and whatnot?
That was done actually just on Monday. The appeal period was up, so now I can go ahead and start constructing it. All the steel's there. The grandstand's ready to go up. It's a 16,000 square foot building.
Wow.
All glassed in. But
you're looking for slots to go along with that?
Not at this time. I'm trying to do without slots, but it might be forced into it. But I do have a few other ideas too.
We're talking to Bob Allen, the owner of Alberta Downs at Lacombe, Canada's newest and growing racetrack. Tell us where you want to take Alberta Downs at Lacombe down the road in the not-too-distant future, Bob.
Well, the harness thing kind of come as an opportunity because harness racing was kind of shut out of, put in the background, and almost was extinct in Alberta other than the B circuits. But it did give me an opportunity to get my track going. But my goal has always been to run two breeds at once. I don't know if that ever is going to happen, but I do have a 7/8 mile turf track here too, which, you know, makes it easy to run two breeds at once if I wanted to.
So that's coming down the road.
Well, I like to see that day. You know, like, it seems like there's always been a rivalry between different breeds and different tracks, and I'd like to see that all come to an end.
Well, I think that's the right way to go. It's good for the sport in general. It brings people back to racetracks, especially those who haven't been or might not have been for a number of years. So we're going to wish you all the best with this. Alberta Downs at Lacombe, the owner and developer, is Bob Allen with us on Trot Radio on Standardbred Canada. Best of luck with this.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Trot Radio as we do our little coast-to-coast jaunt of the racing scene across Canada. We've been in Alberta for this episode, where a new racetrack is being built, Alberta Downs at Lacombe. We've talked to the owner of that facility, and we're about to talk to a gentleman very well known in Alberta racing. He is known by his affectionate nickname, Sugar. That would be Shannon Doyle, track announcer for almost every track there is with harness racing in Alberta. Sugar, welcome.
Right. Great to be here, Norm.
From one track announcer to another, it's great to have you on Trot Radio. So you're going to be the track announcer at Alberta Downs at Lacombe. How did that all come together for you?
It all started with Asha becoming involved. Fred Gillis and Dave Kincaid, of course, they're looking after Asha now, the Alberta Standardbred Horse Association, and they wanted to retain me through this here couple of months before Grand Prairie began. Evergreen Park and Grand Prairie, of course, it begins in mid-June. And, yeah, we've got 6 weeks of racing coming up in Lacombe, and they've asked me to be a part of it, and I'm more than happy to do so.
Well, this is a slight rainbow pot of gold, isn't it? I mean, we went from, you know, hoping there would be a new racetrack in the Calgary area at Balzac. That, I think, is permanently, temporarily delayed. Do you think this move now to Lacombe, signifying perhaps that harness racing in Alberta is going to continue to grow to the extent where we see a full facility there?
I'm hoping this will help out long-term. I'm not sure what the long-term plans for Lacombe are. I believe there is a turf track actually,
right,
towards the inside of the harness track, so I'm sure thoroughbreds will be there at some point, but for now, I know the horsemen are just happy to be there, happy to have a place to go. They're quite excited about this here large track. Of course, it's 200 feet short of a mile.
Mm.
And some of them have raced on the mile track before in California, and I've talked to a few of them. They say it's got a bit of a feel like that track in California.
Cal Expo?
Yes,
Cal Expo
in California. A few of them have been there. Chappell, John Chappell, of course, Quentin Schneider, the Hennessy's, and they're saying it's got a bit of a feel of like that California track. So they're looking forward to it now. Long term, of course, we definitely need another A-track facility in Alberta to make a go of it long term. So, starting with this Lacombe track, it's a little closer to Calgary. I just know that everybody's excited about getting up and running there in mid-April.
Sugar Doyle is our guest on Trot Radio. So, Sugar, you've got the bones that were thrown to you there in Edmonton. How many weeks in the winter are you racing there now?
We'll go back there mid-November this year. It might carry on through Christmas and into the end of February. So it's about 14 weeks racing at Edmonton right now, and around 3.5 months in Grand Prairie at Evergreen Park's half miler, and now this 6 weeks in Lacombe on this year, just short of a mile track. It's quite exciting.
Well, it must be a relief, and I wasn't trying to be glib when I said you were throwing some bones, because obviously there's some issues here with the way the standardbred population sort of plays poor sister to the thoroughbreds out there. But it's got to be a relief, because now you're looking almost at year-round harness racing again.
Yeah, there's a few breaks in between. Like, this is a six-week break here. Of course, we ended in Edmonton end of February, and we'll begin at mid-April. But this here mid-April meet beginning at Lacombe, we're going to go right from there to Grand Prairie. Getting away from these breaks in racing are a bonus, not only to myself, but to the horsemen. You know, we always want to race as much as we can and year-round. You know, I've been off this last month, and I'm just chomping at the bit to get right back at it, and I know the horsemen are, too.
Makes you nuts, doesn't it?
I don't mind time off once in a while, but I love being busy, and, I'm flying back out to Edmonton this coming Sunday. And, I'm going to head to Lacombe as quick as I can to meet up with the guys again.
Let's talk an answer shop here. The grandstand at Lacombe, fully built? No, not yet.
It can come together fairly quick is what I'm told.
Because I'm just wondering where you're going to call the races from, basically.
High up top, hopefully. I believe everything is going to come together for that. I'm told that all services will be in place by race time, so we're hoping it gets up and going, and
Well, if you're like me, you've probably called county fairs, and we're in the middle of the track having to compete with the cow show.
Yeah, pretty much. I've done that.
Yeah, I've been there.
Prince Edward Island at the old Charlie Willis Memorial Racetrack. It's an old grandstand we had in the infield, and called quite a few from there.
I'll never forget, I called the Melbourne Fair in Melbourne, Ontario, and I was in the infield, and there was a cow show going on. I'm calling a race, and then just before I was going to say, and with the lead, it's...
That would be hilarious.
Oh, it was a scream. Sugar, best of luck here with the upcoming season at Lacombe, Alberta Downs, and all the other tracks where harness racing is going to be taking place in that city. You got to feel good about Premier Klein wanting to get involved, too.
Yeah, people are excited about that. Of course, he's been a fixture in harness racing for years in Alberta, and to have him wanting to come back on board.
You got an O'Brien winner as a premier on, you know, wanting to be on the board of racing in Alberta. That's fantastic.
I think it's huge.
Yeah. Well, listen, best of luck out there, and keep us posted on how things are going.
I will do. Thank you very much, Norm.
Sugar Doyle, track announcer, who's pretty much synonymous with harness racing in Alberta. Thanks for this. Our thanks to all of our guests on Trot Radio, Bob Allen at Alberta Downs at Lacombe. We'll be back with more Trot Radio in the coming weeks. Let us know what you think. Drop us a line on the comments section of the Trot Radio page on standardbredcanada.ca. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada and produced by Boer Communications. Ciao.